Everyone will remember this blowout win for the Celtics tonight, beating the Lakers 139-107. Everyone will forget that it did not start great. And there were a couple of guys that helped turn it around. Gordon Hayward is one of them in the early going. He joins us from the Celtics locker room here. Normally, I don't do this, and I usually ask the first question, but this was Max's request because of something we had talked about you at the end of the game on Saturday night. So go ahead, Max.
Yeah, the thing I talked about before, I said what I loved about you was the fact you talked about missing a shot, and you took responsibility. And I told Sean, I said, what's going to happen? Gordon Hayward's going to come back and have a big game because he felt responsible, although it wasn't just that shot, as you know, but you did were very responsible what you did.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a player, sometimes you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have missed shots and turnovers, the whole deal. And I think you got to own up to it and kind of just try to learn from it and look at why it happened. And sometimes it just happens, and you just got to move on and get to the next one.
It is crazy, though, because I've been there before. We've all been there before. And when you miss a shot like that, there's not a hole big enough to get in, is there, when you're on the floor?
No, there's not. No. I mean, it's and that's where it's great to have teammates like Smart. He'll come up to you and say, let's go, get out of your head. It's fine, you know. But, you know, it's definitely tough when you miss something like that, no doubt.
And, you know, it's funny because the Lakers had a night like some of the nights that you guys have had as a team lately where it just seemed, man, it doesn't feel like your night. And they missed a lot of shots they normally make, and that's what results in the 32-point margin. But what was different in the effort/performance tonight from your side that maybe hasn't been there the last couple of weeks?
I mean, I think we were really locked in. I think we did not get off to a good start, but we kept our poise, kept fighting. But I think more than anything, we were locked in. That's the thing is, I honestly think a lot of times our effort is there. We're not as locked in or focused, and so it's maybe like not being smart. Tonight I thought we played hard, we played smart, we stuck to our game plan, which was good. They're a really good team, and you know, they had a night, like you said, where they just missed some easy shots, but we kind of forced them into those, so it was a good win.
I tell you guys, did a great job of rebounding the basketball, considering they got the land of the Giants over there.
Man, they are so tall. And we felt that, too, the first, like, what, 3 minutes.
Yep.
Like, we had, like, 4 or 5 shots blocked. I mean, they're covering both sides of the rim. You think you can go on the other side, and they'll get there, too. So, man, they're definitely tall.
It almost felt like you can't simulate that, right? And all of a sudden, there you are, and you can watch this team on tape as much as you want. And then all of a sudden, you're out there the first 2 minutes. It's like, wow, they really are that big.
Well, that's the thing, too, is it's like a lot of times you can get to their body, and they're like, and you think you have a layup because they're so far behind, but they swoop in from nowhere, and I thought we did a good job adjusting to it. And, you know, Ennis, too, like somehow he finds a way to get those rebounds. Doesn't matter how big they are, how tall they are. He did a great job there in that first half, especially keeping us in it and keeping us, you know, getting us a good lead, too.
It'll be the life of the party as well, as he always is. 18-11 for Ennis Kanter. Gordon, enjoy this one.
Thanks. See you guys.
Gordon Hayward joining us from the Celtics locker room after 139-107 win.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.